time to light up a nice big Cuban cigar, I think. Well, I'm furious. I'm more than furious. I'm fucking angry. You'll know why? Because, long story, trying to cut it a little bit short here, but my motherboard in my computer has been playing up for months. In fact, it's never been working right since the day I got it. It fucking infuriates me to the end of time that cunts out there like Gigabyte who make these motherboards, right? They make these motherboards up and they still include a floppy disk attachment on there. You know, the old port on the front, on the board. And you buy a brand new motherboard off Gigabyte and you plug it all in and you don't have a floppy drive. You think, oh, I don't need that. But here's the killer punch. If you don't remember to go into the BIOS and change the BIOS settings to floppy disk disabled, even though it's 2010 and it hasn't got the fucking brains to work it out itself, the whole computer runs like a dog. It took me weeks to figure that out. I mean, who would have thought? Turn the computer on and everything's slow as fuck, and you instantly think, oh, it's because I haven't turned the floppy drive off in the BIOS. Stupid cunts. So anyway, I've had enough, and so I bought myself a brand new DFI LAN party motherboard yesterday off scan.co.uk, and I've got a few words to say about them. And it arrived a couple of days with a bank holiday, and it arrived yesterday. And I took it, I sort of got it all out of the box, and it all looked nice. And I knew I was in for a bit of, I knew I was in for a laugh when I took the motherboard out of the box and I noticed that it's got like metal heat sinks on it, and on those metal heat sinks it's got like a coloured sort of metal, like a logo sort of thing, different colours. And I only noticed when I held it up to the light, when the light hit it at a funny angle, but it had like that thin plastic that they use to protect things. What a stupid idea. I only saw that by chance, and it doesn't say anywhere on the box, in the book, or in the packaging to remove that. So when those heat sinks get hot, what's going to fucking happen there then? The plastic's going to melt everywhere. Stupid. The motherboard manual is a piece of shit. But the most important thing of all, it doesn't even work. It does not turn on. I have tried everything, and I'm no stranger to building computers, and it don't work. It doesn't work, and that's the end of it. It's fucked. So, I am gonna we'll send it back. But you know what's really brought my piss to a boil? The most anger-fueling thing ever is my motherboard, my old one, is fucked. So I've had to buy this new one, right? It cost me £140 for this motherboard. I could ill afford that. Right, but I wanted a good quality one. That was a laugh. Doesn't even work out of the box. But if I send this back, they will not give my money back for 28 days. And every single person out there who agrees with that policy is the biggest cunt walking on this earth. Because I don't give a fuck what anyone says. There's no way that can be justified. Why have I got to wait 28 days for my money back? Imagine that in the shop. Can I have a refund, please? Yeah, certainly. Come back next month. It doesn't work, ever. There's no way it can work. I'm now no motherboard and I've got no money to buy a replacement. So I'm fucked either way. And I don't want a replacement anyway. I don't want the same brand. Because the motherboard book had 3 pages of English and nothing about the BIOS in it. It was all shit. And the CD that they gave you with all the drivers on, it didn't even work. It didn't even work in any machine I put it in. Don't buy LAN party, don't shop with scan.co.uk if you expect to return anything, and don't buy Gigabyte motherboards. I've had enough, I've had a gutful, I'm bored, pissed off, fucked off. And by the sounds of it, cunted. But anyway, that's enough of that. I think I've said enough.